talks about Russia. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping held a roughly two-hour video call this morning as the White House hopes to keep Beijing from providing military or economic assistance for Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
This week, administration officials warned Chinese assistance to Russia would be met with severe consequences and cost. China's foreign ministry says Xi made clear the conflict in Ukraine is in no one's interest. U.S. officials say Beijing should condemn the Russian invasion.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Russian President Vladimir Putin today attending a large rally in Moscow, praising his country's troops as they continue attacks in Ukraine. Officials say 130 people have been rescued from the ruins of a theater that served as a shelter when it was blasted by a Russian airstrike Wednesday in the southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol. The Ukrainian Parliament's Human Rights Commissioner said there could still be 1,300 people trapped underground. President Vladimir Putin denies any attacks on Ukraine. Officials in Ukraine say Russian missiles targeted an airport near Lviv.
The airport is just about 3.5 miles from the very heart of this city, and we understand that 6 cruise missiles were fired towards it from what we think were Russian bombers flying high above the Black Sea. 2 of those missiles were shot down, we understand, but 4 of them slammed into the area very near the airport. There is an aircraft repair facility on the edge of that airport, and that appears to have been the target.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt is in Lviv. A Florida bridge tender who raised a drawbridge to Palm Beach before a 79-year-old woman walking her bicycle reached the other side has been charged with manslaughter in her death. Police arresting 43-year-old bridge tender at her home yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Moderna is asking federal regulators to approve a second booster shot to fight COVID in adults.
Earlier this week, Pfizer had asked for federal approval to give a fourth shot of its COVID vaccine to people over 65. That would mean 2 boosters on top of the original 2 shots. Now, Moderna's going a step further, requesting authorization for a fourth shot of its vaccine for all adults. The company said it wants to give flexibility to the CDC and medical providers to determine who gets that additional booster. That means it could go out to people at a higher risk of death or serious illness from COVID, regardless of their age. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly, sometimes while in traffic. A Wisconsin man convicted of killing and dismembering his parents has been sentenced to life without parole.
Chandler Halderson of Windsor was convicted in January for the July deaths of Bart and Crystal Halderson. Investigators say Halderson killed his parents after his father discovered he'd been lying about attending a technical college. It was one in a web of lies he told about work, school, and being on a police scuba dive team. The judge says his obligation to protect the public required the stiffest possible sentence. Wisconsin does not have the death penalty. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Pete Davidson is a no-go for that suborbital trip into space he was supposed to take later this month. The Saturday Night Live star has decided to skip the flight, which is now set for March 29th. The change comes just days after it was announced that Davidson would be one of 6 passengers on the next Blue Origin flight. It was set for next Wednesday, but it's now pushed back to March 29th to allow for more testing. Davidson can't do the makeup date. Blue Origin says it will name a replacement for Davidson soon. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.